My offertory title is The Gift God Really Wants. And we are here on this last day of Unleavened Bread, and hopefully we have been reminded this week as we have been eating our unleavened bread and avoiding leavened products that we are putting out sin and we are becoming unleavened before God. As we prepare to give an offering, I'd like to just ask a simple question for us. What does God really want from us? Does God want our time? What about our talents? What about our money? What about our best efforts? Is that what God wants? If you all turn to Isaiah 64 and verse 6, let's consider what Scripture has to say. Isaiah 64 and verse 6 says, "But we are like an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are like filthy rags. Even our best deeds on our own fall far short of God's holiness. No matter how hard we try, we cannot earn his favor, or can we cleanse ourselves?" But this isn't just an Old Testament idea. Christ also talked about this mindset. If you will, turn to Luke 17 and verse 10. Luke 17 and verse 10, and it says, "So likewise, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do." Even when we obey every command, Christ reminds us, we've only done what we are supposed to do. It's not about offering God something that he needs or trying to impress him. In Job 22, we find another question. Now, this was Job's friend talking to Job, but he says, Job 22, beginning of verse 2 and 3, "Can a man be profitable to God? Though he who is wise may be profitable to himself, is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you are righteous? Or is it gain to him that you make your ways blameless?" Again, God does not gain anything from our personal righteousness. He isn't enriched by our goodness. So what does God actually desire from us? If you will, turn to Romans 7 and verse 18, and we'll consider Paul's words. Romans 7 and verse 18. He says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, my personal being, who I am, nothing good dwells." Paul was very cognizant of this fact. And I mean, this is coming from one of the people who helped write almost half of the New Testament. "Nothing good dwells. For to will is present for me, but how to perform what is good I do not find." Paul understood what hopefully each of us have come to realize during this feast that we have been keeping. We on our own do not have what it takes. And that's exactly the point. The days of unleavened bread don't just represent putting away sin. They represent a way of life where we learn to entirely rely on God. It's a life of sincerity, a life of truth, a life without leaven, without pride, hypocrisy, or self-reliance. This feast that we've been keeping wasn't just about cleaning our houses. It's about offering our hearts to God, giving ourselves over to God is the only way that we can become truly sinless. God doesn't need our performance, brethren. He doesn't need our wealth. But what he desires is our humility, our surrender, our willingness to come to him and say, I have nothing to offer you except myself. And even that needs your help. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, we read this. Romans 12 and verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. A living sacrifice, not a dead offering, not a temporary gift, but an ongoing, active, daily commitment to belong to God. And this is the heart of giving. Not giving out of obligation, not giving because we feel guilty, but giving because we realize that God has given us everything first. Our offering that we will give today is a symbol that we are coming before God and we are humble and grateful. And we realize that everything in our lives is not hidden from him. There is nothing that is hidden from God. Turning to Deuteronomy 16 and verse 16 and 17, we read this. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16, 3 times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. The blessing that God has given each and every one of us is in our hearts, is in who we are as we come before him. It's about acknowledging our relationship with him on an ongoing basis. Brethren, it does include giving of our time. It does include our intention, our love, our forgiveness, our compassion. All of this is part of living an unleavened life. And so as Paul reminded the Corinthians, he says, for God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerfulness is a fruit of a life that has surrendered itself to God, knowing that everything comes from God. Even the ability to give comes from God. So as we get ready to take up the offering, let's remember, it's not about the size of our offering, though I'm sure it's useful for the church if it is bigger. What is truly important is the heart that we bring forward in our offering, the heart that belongs to God, the heart of the person who says, I want to live an unleavened life as we come out of these days of unleavened bread. Use me, mold me, change me. Help me to become what you want me to be. And that is a gift that God is truly looking for and what he wants. That is what he delights in, that type of attitude. And that's part of what makes this feast so special for us. It's not about what we bring, it's what we are becoming.